Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Hidden Mysteries, and I'm Mimi, one of your co-hosts for this evening. And joining me is Reverend Maria DeAndrea. And this is July 1st, 2015, coming to you from the New York area. And we're here the very first Wednesday of every month as we explore an array of unusual topics and endeavor to seek our answers to mysterious concepts and age-old legends. So, Maria, how are you doing tonight?
Wonderful, as usual. I love how the universe works. So I hope everybody's doing great.
Yeah. Isn't there a full moon tonight?
You know, I think so, which just means all our energies are going to pick up in a positive way. But it does set off people emotionally that aren't quite so tuned in.
Yeah, or if you are tuned in, it can drive you crazy, and I've been noticing that. So So I just want to introduce Reverend Maria to those who may not be aware of her background. She's an internationally known psychic from Budapest, Hungary, and a European shaman. And she's also a published author, spiritual life coach, metaphysical practitioner, and a public speaker. And she has traveled to many different places all over the country to speak on spiritual, psychic, and paranormal topics. So if you'd like to get in touch with Maria to find out more information of her speaking engagements or her to talk to her about her services, you can call her you can go to her website at mariadeandrea.com or call her at 631, and here's where the full moon gets you, 631-559-1248. I notice that every time the full moon comes along, I'm like, it's almost like my brain's not working. And also,
communication.
Check out mquestmedia.com to see other segments on MQuest TV or other shows on Hidden Mysteries. And you can check out my articles and, other things that I have done. And for others who would perhaps like to call us and perhaps has questions about today's topic, you can get in touch with us at 929-477-1080. And let's go on to today's topic. So who are we? What are we? Many say we are pure energy, that we are consciousness, that we are spirit having a human experience. And then there's the question of how do we shape our reality? I was never a fan of the idea of coincidences or random acts of probability. So there's more at work here than we realize, more control than we actually think. Those of you who know about Seth, an entity that was channeled through a writer named Jane Roberts some decades ago in the 60s and 70s, Seth once said that all consciousness creates the world, rising out of feeling tone. It is a natural product of what your consciousness is. So, Maria, last month we took a little tour through various dimensions that lie beyond our own and hopefully gave our listeners a better understanding of our multidimensional capabilities. So tonight I wanted to perhaps take a look at the nature of our own personal reality. Is our reality much more of a cooperative experience than we actually realize?
Well, I find that, and I love talking about Seth. Seth, first of all, actually launched the awareness of channeling because he spoke to Roberts, through Jane Roberts, and it was actually a voice trance. So that made everything a little bit different than the norm at the time. So everybody got a little bit more focused on it. And that actually presented new insights into scientific knowledge, the multidimensional world, the universe, and man. So it opened up a lot of doors for all of us because we look at it as there's no real space or time. That's created by man. So when you're dealing interdimensionally, what you're going to find is it doesn't matter if you're in touch with somebody in the past and eons ago or somebody in Atlantis, or if you're in touch with somebody in the future, or if you're in touch with somebody on a completely different realm of energy or intergalactic, different planet. So pretty much we're really non-limited. And we're also energetically all connected. So I always look at it, and I know I've mentioned this before, especially when you and I've talked about it, that I always look at it the shamanic way, where you're looking at a gigantic spider web, And on each strand is a different soul, a different spirit. So when one soul does something and shakes the web, it has that ripple effect, and it affects everybody. But it also affects everything interdimensionally, which is people don't think about, right?
Right, right. Well, mm-hmm. You know, another thing that I'm thinking also is that we also affect each other, you know, ourselves, our future selves.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, we you know, like what we're doing in the past can certainly affect our future because our point of power is here in the present. So what we're doing is we're able to also connect with our, you know, selves from every phase of our lives so that we can gain information that will help us move us along too. So, you know, we're really all, as they say, we're all connected. We're all very much connected.
And I like what you said about the point of interest, because people always look at, well, what happened in my past and now I can't move forward because of whatever the reason is, their childhood or bad experience. But just like you said, it's the point of focus is in the present. So whatever you focus on mentally in this reality today is what you're creating in your future. So it's not that you can't think about your past, but your focus really needs to be about how to move forward, because you're creating it literally now.
That's exactly right. And since we are dealing with time as a reference point in our reality, we have to use it in some respect. So if we put our focus in the present right now, we can create what we want in our future and, you know, change everything.
Right.
But you know what? Before I forget, I realized after last month's show that we didn't get a chance to discuss the Bermuda Triangle because we were talking about a lot of multidimensional areas and universes. And I had a question. Is that a portal into another dimension? Is that why people have been known to disappear while in that vicinity of the Bermuda Triangle?
Well, actually, it's funny. Different people have different ideas. So as an example, various people, you know, again, different ideas. Some people, as an example, think that there's an underwater cavern that's very, very deep, and that's creating a vortex that pulls in the ships and the planes. Now, then you have ufologists that believe UFOs are creating disturbances, that either they may have a base underwater that's pulling the planes and the boats, the ships in, or that when they enter our dimension, that it causes a rift that, again, pulls the ships partly or 100% into their dimension, and that's where they get lost because they're pulled in through time and space. And then actually some people believe there's the lost city of Atlantis as an example that lies just beneath there, you know, according to their beliefs. And they were known to use crystals in their days for various uses. And, you know, we use crystals nowadays also. So people forget that it's a really ancient system and it's unbelievable power energetically. So they feel that might be affecting the area in general. And as an example, we were talking about vortexes because they look at it as sometimes the vortex, whether it's interdimensional or underwater, that the vortex is pulling them in. You know, when we talk about vortexes, we're saying how different people try to live in a vortex, like different cities, different towns, different places actually on the planet are known to have energy vortexes. And I'm always looking at people when they're going, you know, I'm living in the vortex. It's wonderful. It's really high energy. And it really isn't a positive move. That's one of those things where you go where the vortex area is. You can build energy. You can feel it. It's wonderful. But you can't live in it because eventually it's going to cause chaos mentally, emotionally, physically. Mm-hmm. Because think of it. It's like living in the middle of a hurricane. Eventually, it has to cause some ripple effect that people just don't think about.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, like a higher vibrational force all the time.
Frequency is different, and it's constant.
Yeah.
It's like you can't live in the middle of a hurricane.
Yeah. Well,
or at least on the edges where it's actually moving.
Well, you know, back to the nature of our own reality, you know that Seth also mentioned that thoughts in general possess an electromagnetic reality and that they also have an inner and sound value that affect the atoms and the molecules that compose every cell in your body. As our thought beliefs speak to our body, the sound is formed by our intent. So if you tell yourself that you're sick, you can bring this on. Your body has an overall body consciousness that automatically writes any imbalances. However, your conscious beliefs can also create the exact opposite. Each of the atoms and molecules that compose your body and each of the organs has its own unique sound value that you do not hear physically. When there is something wrong, the inner sounds become unharmonious. And this is mainly because of your own thought beliefs that are then translated into sound. And it's important to remember that repeating the same negative suggestions to yourself over and over only reinforces these conditions. In quiet moments, the word, you know, when you go to a yoga class, they always open up the sessions by going, om, you know.
Right.
If you say that slowly, either mentally or aloud, it's supposed to be beneficial in toning up your general physical condition. So the sounds contain within them a built-in impetus towards energy and well-being. What do you think about that, you know, sound waves and sound values?
I find it really makes a difference. So as an example, if you're verbalizing the words, it gives you that extra kick. But I find tuning in, as you said, when you're tuning in psychically and you know somebody's very, very focused manifesting, you can actually hear a sound wave behind it. It's actually funny. Not all the time, of course, but a lot of times you hear a sound so you know, okay, they're really, really focused. It's like you have the frequency of the planets, and different planets, different stars have different vibrational frequencies with musical notes. People just don't always remember that or connect to that. So when you're using like sound wave, okay, the vibration of the words actually puts peace and harmony into your life, attracts positive situations. It's like it's a magnetic force, actually, because when you're thinking of vibrations and frequencies like gemstones, herbs, oils, sounds, they all have their natural frequencies. Whether we work with them or not, they're still there. We don't actually have to understand it for it to work, which I think is a wonderful thing.
You know, I
so
find
it
absolutely
by anyone.
You know, I just find it absolutely fascinating that we have sound going through our systems. You know, and it really brings to mind all that information I've heard about people who have gone to the other side. You know, through out of body experiences, and they are constantly talking about how they hear sound and music that they've never heard before in our reality. And I just think it's fascinating how our inner selves are so connected to that other realm and the consciousness that's you know, we're connected to between this reality and that reality. I just think it's absolutely fascinating.
Oh, I think so too. You know, and it's funny because, you know, as a published author, I find that everybody taps into that knowledge with their source. Okay, as we were saying. So basically, they do it by way of different modalities. So some may experience it through, say, clairsentience, which just means that all of a sudden, and everybody's had this experience, where all of a sudden you just know. You ever notice it's like you'll meet somebody and you've never met them before. The first time you meet them and they're walking towards you, every now and then, you'll either like them or you don't. It doesn't happen every time. But that very first instinct, you're tuning in directly to your source, it's 100% accurate. Everybody has it. It's a survival instinct. Some people are aware of it and use it. Some people are aware of it. They don't know what it is. They ignore it. And really, most of society doesn't even notice it. So we're trying to get people to be a little bit more consciously aware because it helps you improve your life. It's a warning system and it's a gauge. So if you meet somebody in the first couple of seconds, you really like the person and they're cranky and negative, what you're seeing is heart-to-heart past their defenses. Okay, so you can pick it up in that way. Or as an example, it can be picked up clairaudiently, which means you're hearing clearly on a psychic level. Or clairvoyantly, which means you're clear seeing or you're seeing psychically information. Okay. Well, whichever way they get it, they're still tuning in. So I find like some form is considered better than another form. And it really isn't like that. The point is to get the information correctly. So whether they are doing medium work or trance work, and by the way, trance medium work is different than medium work. And whatever way that you get the knowledge that helps you or helps others, that's the wonderful form. You don't have to look to try to make it into something different. Okay, so we're all tuned in.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. You know, I came across something really interesting, and it probably falls into this area as well. One of the Seth books called The Nature of Personal Reality, he said that an idea grew in the Western culture after about 1760 and the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, that there was little connection between the objects in our world and the individual. And before that time, man did believe that he could affect matter and the environment through his thoughts. With the Industrial Revolution, however, even the elements of nature lost their living quality in man's eyes. They became objects to be categorized, named, torn apart, and examined, Seth said. So man's thoughts no longer seemed to have any effect upon nature because in his mind he saw himself apart from it. And so it ended up denying the conscious powers of his own mind. He became blind to the connection between his thoughts and his physical environment and experience. Why do you think all that happened at just at that point, you know, when the Industrial Revolution, or before the Industrial Revolution took part, why was there such a change?
Well, first of all, before, say, the 1760s as an example, okay, our survival was literally dependent on our survival instinct, which, as I was saying before, we all have. So it was help us, to, as an example, to know what foods were safe to eat, okay, since we would have that automatic sense of it. Okay. And actually, man was able to do, when you think about it, what the animals did in nature. So man was tuning into his intuitive nature, and he was consciously using it. I always look at it like this. When you see animals running in the forest because there's a fire, if you really think about it, they're all running in the same direction. Some animals, because of their visual sight or lack thereof, you know, they don't actually see the fire. They could sense it or they could smell it, but something is telling them all that they really, really need to run, okay? Whereas where they're all running past, and then you have, and I always think of it as funny, okay? And the only one will still be standing there in one spot is man thinking, I smell smoke. Let me think about this. Everybody else ran. Or they'll stand there and go, oh, I wonder what's going on. When you see every animal in the forest running, somewhere it should tell you that, oh, I don't know, maybe I should run too. Like there has to be a reason. So we also needed to rely on each other more, I think. So everyone had a part in the community in order to survive. So when you're thinking in ancient times, tribal is an exam, right? Each group had their own knowledge to bring to the table. So some knew how to use the herbs and the medicinal plants. So they would be healers as an example, or they would just be helping others. Others knew how to discern the weather by looking at the sky. Others, as an example, would be very good with crops or hunting for food, and they really all work together, okay? And it's really unbelievable that nowadays we really don't do that, because what we're doing is everybody is hooked up to the computer. So we're really more disconnected from each other, I feel, because we text instead of calling, and then we're all still thinking that we're really, really keeping in touch. I always love when people go, oh, I have 800 friends on Facebook. It's like, and I don't mean it negatively. I'm on Facebook. You're on Facebook. But it's right. Like, no, you have acquaintances on that are 800. And maybe you have two or three of your friends on there. There's a really big difference. So we may be gaining a lot of the knowledge, but we're really starting to do it all by ourselves. So we still don't have, we still have the intuitive ability, but we're really ignoring it. So I find intuition is still there to help you solve problems. That's the point of intuition. Okay, and whether you move on it or not, that's free will.
Right.
You know? So I'm starting to say, I was going to say something before, and I caught myself in the middle. I'm saying, oh, it's got to be the full moon.
Yeah, I know. I'm feeling like off tonight, I can tell you that much. So I'm hoping I sound
right?
intelligent, you know. But what else should be different about me?
Lately, I've been doing this. Every time something goes wrong, like something, you know, I'm not supposed to, as an example, I'm not supposed to be doing something or moving something because it's too heavy and my sons yell at me, you know, and I move it. And they go, oh, what happened? I go, you know, it's those darn fairies.
They just made me do it.
Exactly. It wasn't me. I didn't eat the last cookie.
That could be a good T-shirt slogan, you know. The fairies made me do it, you know.
Yeah.
And just to let people know, the fairies, we're talking about elementals. So, you know.
Elemental spirits, and they're basically positive.
Yes.
Most of them are positive.
Yes, exactly.
That's a different reality of dimensions.
Absolutely. Now, according again to The Nature of Personal Reality, one of Seth's books, it states that your existence in the world of physical matter flows outward from the center of your inner psyche. Then you perceive this experience. So by altering the state of the psyche, automatically this alters the physical circumstance. So in other words, our mind is the builder. I think, therefore I am. We believe in a world of energy that creates what we wish, consciously or otherwise. And because time and space is only part of our root assumptions or accepted mass beliefs, these are ideas that we do not question once we step foot into this realm. Because they're so interwoven into the fabric of reality, we feel it's an integral part of who we are. So the question remains, how do we finally alter what we've created in our reality? Because that's basically what it all comes down to. We want to create our new reality, which was Seth's very important, that one statement that he always said was, create your own reality. So how do we do it?
Well, first of all, because we're talking about Seth, I remembered he had a quote, and it said, if a man wants to change his fate, desire is not enough, but expectation is. So desire may not grow into expectation, but alone it is not enough. So I remember that one because it stayed with me a little bit because it fits so much with how we actually create.
Right.
So sometimes people can understand a concept logically, as an example, but because they're well-read and they're very in tune into reading and knowledge and learning and they want to better themselves, so they can understand it. However, that doesn't mean they understand the creative process and how to actually implement it. So part of creating is to have the desire for what you want and having a goal. And it's very important to have that feeling of expectancy. Otherwise, it really doesn't work. It's a little bit like sending a friend to the store and saying, you know, when you're in that area, do you mind picking up some milk? And your friend goes, oh, of course I will. You're not calling them every 2 seconds and saying, did you pick it up? Did you pick it up? Did you pick it up? Because all you're going to do is slow them down, and now you're going to annoy them, and they're going to go, no.
So, because you're expecting it, yeah.
Right, but exactly. But you're waiting, they're expecting it so that when they come over, they're going to bring that for you. So you're expecting it, but you're not canceling it by going, well, is it going to happen? Your friend already said yes. So I think it's that same type of principle.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, another channeler, Esther Hicks, who she channels an entity called Abraham, I just became acquainted to it, also says that if you wish to create a more financial abundant life, let's say concentrate on how that would make you feel, you know, like just concentrate on how that would make you feel instead. So not on the not having it to the scenario, which will just, you know, perpetuate the same thing into reality. You want to concentrate on having it. So, and this will only create a, you know, by concentrating on the negative, you're only creating a lower vibrational level, and that will prohibit abundance to come into your reality. So, you know, if people understand that, like, but concentrating on the thing that you don't have, you want to concentrate on having it instead.
Mm-hmm.
So remind yourself of that every time a thought like that comes into mind, because you end up, like, you know, cutting the power down, you know, like Con Ed during the summer, you know. Okay, so, you know, I just had one last thing, like, that I wanted to talk about. That, you know, we're all part of one another, even down to every tree, rock, and pebble, and it's all part of the whole. You know, though, you know, whether we are people, animals, or plants, or even a mere rock, we each have a consciousness, though at different levels of it, depending on our purpose for being here in this world. We each play a role in the creation of our reality, both personally and en masse. So any last words in regards to this?
Well, first of all, one of the things that I did want to point out is we attract what we're focused on. So as an example, if you're wearing, say, a lot of jewelry, a lot of gold or silver or something, even gold tone, you're telling the universe that this is what you want in your life. You ever notice, like, you look at some of the rappers, as an example, and they have a lot of gold chains on? What they're doing is they're consciously working on attracting. In fact, it's really funny. When you listen to them, a lot of times you will hear people saying, no doubt, no doubt. Okay. What they really mean, it started in the spiritualist churches, and what it really means is that they have no doubt about what's coming in. So I find that to be really interesting, because that's really how we manifest, because we're going no doubt, no doubt. And I also want to say, by the way, because we're talking about interdimensional and intergalactic situations, when they're thinking of UFOs, which is, you know, intergalactic, basically people look at that as an intelligent form from another place, like another space, another planet, okay? Mm-hmm. And they look at it as the entity, well, you know, the you know, UFO, so, you know, we're not necessarily looking at little green men like people say. But when you're looking at it, the way they look at it is that this is somebody, as an example, that can change their vibrational frequency so that they can visit our solar system. So they're doing it, they find, by changing their frequency, not just by ships or telepathy at a distance, but they're looking at it as they can actually change their vibrational frequency. So when you look at situations with UFOs, it's interdimensional in so many variable ways that sometimes it's just mind-boggling. But the point is really that since we're dealing with all these dimensions and we can tune into so much, if we stay very, very focused on what our positive goals are, not on how to get them, but just what we want as an outcome, and we see ourselves having that, and how we feel, as you said, that we're excited and we're happy that we have whatever it is, you know, then you're going to create it much quicker and much stronger, and there's really a very strong chance you will actually create it in your life as a definite, because you're not canceling it out going, well, I don't know, I don't have it now, it may not work. Yeah. So yeah. I find that that really helps people if you look at it in that way.
Interesting. Very interesting.
You know?
Some tips to take away tonight. So so we're coming down to the closing. Have any last-minute statements that you'd like
to
make?
Actually, I just want to tell everybody, don't forget to join us again as we bring more exciting topics to you. And until the next time and always, may God bless you abundantly. Thank you for coming.
So thank you all for joining us this evening on Hidden Mysteries, and to be sure to mark us as your favorite so that you can continue to receive notifications of upcoming shows. And visit us on facebook.com/mquestmedia, and there you can send either comments or suggestions for upcoming shows. And let us know what questions you may have on today's topic that we may not have covered, or perhaps stories of your own experience. You can get in touch with Reverend Maria at mariadeandrea.com or call her at 631-559-1248. And in case anybody would be interested in having a perhaps a lecture or presentation on any of the topics that we do, you know, on the show, just let us know. You know, we do that as well. So give us a call. And again, Maria's number is 631-559-1248. So have a nice night. And thank you all for joining us. And we'll see you next month, the first Wednesday of the month, on Hidden Mysteries. Good night.